A reading from the book of Daniel. In a vision, I, Daniel, saw during the night the four winds of heaven stirred up the great sea, from which emerged four immense beasts, each different from the others. The first was like a lion, but with eagle's wings. While I watched, the wings were plucked. It was raised from the ground to stand on 2 feet like a man and given a human mind. The second was like a bear. It was raised up on one side, and among the teeth in its mouth were 3 tusks. It was given the order, "Up, devour much flesh." After this, I looked and saw another beast, like a leopard. On its back were 4 wings, like those of a bird, and it had 4 heads. To this beast, dominion was given. After this, in the visions of the night, I saw the 4th beast, different from all the others, terrifying, horrible, and of extraordinary strength. It had great iron teeth with which it devoured and crushed, and what was left it trampled with its feet. I was considering the 10 horns it had, when suddenly another, a little horn, sprang out from their midst, and 3 of the previous horns were torn away to make room for it. This horn had eyes like a man and a mouth that spoke arrogantly. As I watched, thrones were set up, and the Ancient One took his throne. His clothing was snow bright, and the hair on his head as white as wool. His throne was flames of fire with wheels of burning fire. A surging stream of fire flowed out from where he sat. Thousands upon thousands were ministering to him, and myriads upon myriads attended him. The court was convened, and the books were opened. I watched then from the first of the arrogant words which the horn spoke until the beast was slain and its body thrown into the fire to be burnt up. The other beasts, which also lost their dominion, were granted a prolongation of life for a time and a season. As the visions during the night continued, I saw one like a son of man coming on the clouds of heaven. When he reached the Ancient One and was presented before him, he received dominion, glory, and kingship, and nations and peoples of every language serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion that shall not be taken away. His kingship shall not be destroyed. The word of the Lord. And then briefly, the gospel for the day. The gospel according to Luke, chapter 21. Jesus told his disciples a parable. Consider the fig tree and all the other trees. When their buds burst forth open, you see for yourselves and know that summer is now near. In the same way, when you see these things happening, know that the kingdom of God is near. Amen, I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. The Gospel of the Lord. I have a good friend who became a Catholic when she married her husband. She wanted to be a Catholic because she loved the liturgies and the sacraments and how they were celebrated. She is a daily Mass goer. Every time she hears a reading that she cannot understand, She writes to me or calls me and says, "What in the world was that all about?" So today we could say this about the wonderful reading from Daniel. I suppose we should relax a bit with the fearsome imagery we hear, as if we were seated in a widescreen cinema with wraparound Dolby sound, much like Star Wars, The Force Awakens. This section of the book of Daniel, which sort of sounds like someone is having a bad dream, fits into the biblical literary group called apocalyptic. One characteristic of this genre is that usually there are symbolic beast-like creatures that always represent the oppressors. That is the case here. The people for whom this was written had suffered greatly under various pagan emperors. So the scripture scholars believe the four beasts represent those empires. The story is written in symbols, which acted like a code. Only those who had suffered would be able to decipher the code and would therefore remain safe from further oppression. They would be able to take comfort that someone had understood their pain and suffering and was offering hope. The hope occurs at the end of the reading. A throne is set up. An ancient one in white is seated. And the beasts lose their domination. Then a son of man comes out of the clouds. It is he who receives dominion and kingship. And all nations and peoples serve him, and his kingship will never be taken from him by any evil empire that will ever arise again. It is almost like the end of the film. We can all take a deep breath, for once again there has been a battle between good and evil, and, thank God, the good has won out, although the struggle was fierce. It is not a coincidence that we have just celebrated the feast of Christ the King. Jesus often used the title Son of Man in reference to himself, but the author of this first reading was not predicting or foretelling that Jesus would come. It is only in retrospect that we can make a connection and see some similarity. For us, Jesus becoming a man is our ultimate hope, much like a forever springtime when we see the buds appear on the fig tree, as we hear in the gospel. Hope and help are near at hand. These are images we bring to this coming Sunday, the first Sunday of Advent, the season of hope. We can take time to examine the beasts of our current world, the oppressions, the ethnic cleansing, the starvation, the greed, the abuse of power, etc. And perhaps there are beasts in our own personal and family lives as well. We can name them too. One of the beasts I suffer is anxiety, the emotional base for where I fall on the Enneagram. In my private prayer, I have to constantly remind myself to trust in God's grace and stop trying to do it all on my own. I beg God to help me understand God's support so that I use my gifts fully for what is at hand. We can have every confidence that if we stay connected to one another and to Jesus, doing what we can to identify with Jesus through our words and actions, knowing that we are the body of that Son of Man, we too will know that the kingdom of God is near, although the struggle may still be fierce.